This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to decry the results of the presidential election won by Democratic challenger Joe Biden. The Washington Post newspaper reported that at least four people were stabbed near a gathering point for the Proud Boys. It's a male-dominated organization with ties to white nationalism. A spokesman for the D.C. Fire Department told reporters the victims were hospitalized with injuries that could be life-threatening. It was not clear what groups the attackers or the injured were affiliated with. The violence escalated after the demonstrators met with counter-protesters in spots downtown in the U.S. capital city. Hundreds of the protesters wore the black and yellow colors of the right-wing Proud Boys organization, which has been identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. The protest came a day after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by the state of Texas and backed by President Trump to throw out the election results in four states. The Supreme Court decision allows the U.S. Electoral College to press ahead with a meeting on Monday, where it's expected to formally cast its votes and make Mr. Biden's victory official. Italy is poised to overtake Great Britain as the European country with the most COVID-19 deaths. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Italy has suffered more deaths in the past 6 weeks than it did in the previous 7 months. Meanwhile, Britain has begun coronavirus vaccinations using a vaccine made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Doses of the Pfizer vaccine will also begin arriving in U.S. states early on Monday. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved it for emergency use late on Friday. This is VOA News.